Kingston. Jamaica is on high alert as Hurricane Melissa, now a powerful Category 5 storm, approaches the island with destructive winds and the potential for catastrophic flooding. The storm, described by forecasters as extremely dangerous, could become the strongest hurricane ever recorded to strike the Caribbean nation. According to the U.S.-based National Hurricane Center, NHC, Melissa's sustained winds reached 165 miles per hour, 270 kilometers per hour, on Monday afternoon, with further strengthening possible within the next 24 hours. The storm was located about 145 miles, 233 kilometers, southwest of Kingston at 1500 Greenwich Mean Time and is expected to move near or over Jamaica late Monday or early Tuesday before heading toward southeastern Cuba and the Bahamas. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has ordered urgent evacuations in several vulnerable areas, including parts of Kingston and coastal communities. Every Jamaican must prepare, stay indoors during the storm, and comply with evacuation orders, Holness said in a post on X. Authorities have opened emergency shelters across the island and deployed school buses to help transport residents from flood-prone areas. Toll booths have also been opened to allow the free movement of vehicles and avoid traffic delays during the evacuation effort. Forecasters warned that Jamaica could face up to 40 inches, 100 centimeters, of rainfall over the next 4 days, potentially causing life-threatening floods and landslides. Storm surges and violent winds are expected to batter coastal regions overnight, with conditions likely to worsen into Tuesday. The combination of slow movement and extreme rainfall makes Melissa particularly dangerous, the NHC said in its latest advisory. Before reaching Jamaica, Hurricane Melissa tore through the island of Hispaniola, where it had already claimed at least 4 lives. 3 deaths were reported in Haiti, where torrential rains flooded hundreds of homes and forced mass evacuations. In the Dominican Republic, a 79-year-old man drowned after being swept away by floodwaters in Santo Domingo, while a 13-year-old boy remains missing after being dragged out to sea by strong currents. Emergency teams in both countries have been conducting rescue operations, pulling stranded residents from submerged vehicles and homes. As dark clouds gather over Jamaica, residents are rushing to secure their homes and stock up on supplies. The government has urged the public to remain indoors once the storm hits and to avoid flooded areas.